It's 8:43 now. Good morning. I'm Leslie Thatcher. Well, one of the more than 100 nonprofits you may have noticed on the Live PC, Give PC boards was an organization known as the Saving Gracie Equine Healing Foundation. It's located in Wanship in the studio. To tell us a little bit more about the organization, I have the foundation's director, Barb Phillips, along with the marketing director, Hattie Cole. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So
you're real close to those mics there. Yeah, thanks. So, Barb, this is something, I guess, that you started. Tell me a little bit about who Gracie is and why we're saving Gracie.
Gracie is the first horse that I brought to the ranch that I rescued from a really bad abuse case in Spanish Fork, Utah, that happened in 2013. And so I called it Saving Gracie because she was the first one. She was injured, and I made her well.
Okay, so you started with one horse, and that was well before a foundation was made.
It was well before. Mm-hmm. Well, I started with her, but the abuse case was ongoing. So it sort of started in, I think, September or October of 2013. And Hattie helped as well. We went down and tried to help the rescue case with hay and grain, and we were involved in the court case to try to prosecute the owner of that ranch. And so Gracie was the first horse, but then after we were allowed to go to auction, we got several more and brought them to the ranch.
All right, so the ranch is in Wanship?
Well, the ranch is Blue Sky. At the time, I'm the owner of Blue Sky, my husband and I, and at the time I did not have a foundation, but we had horses at the ranch, so I was able to bring them to the ranch because I had pasture and I was capable of feeding them and taking care of them.
Yeah, so how many horses do you have now at the ranch?
Do you want to answer
that, Hattie? Ranch, we have about 45 horses, but that is a combination of also the rescue horses. So Saving Gracie's, we have a separate property now where we keep most of our rescues, and we have about 9 now. We have a new one coming.
There's actually more than that. We lose track. But we do have a lot of rescues. We've got, I think we have about 12 at this point that are on property, and we have a new one coming in about 3 weeks.
So how does that happen? I mean, the abuse, is it that the people just run out of money and are unable to care for their horses anymore? Or is it they're just mean people? And
well, sometimes it's a combination
of both.
This particular case, I think they ran out of money, and there was about 140 horses that were starving and abused, and the woman that owned the ranch did go to prison or jail for a year. So that was how that particular case happened. But we've also, over the course of I think I've had the foundation for 3.5 years. So over the course of that time, it's just situations come up. We have some thoroughbreds, some off the track. We rescued one from Puerto Rico that was in trouble after the hurricane. And so we had him flown to the States and brought to us. And he's been with us for almost a year now.
Yeah.
And then we have another one that's coming.
And what was that story?
That story is just a 3-year-old that was in the racing industry now and got injured and needs a home, because the racehorses, you just never know what's going to happen to them when they stop racing.
And I mean, these are horses that sometimes makes lots of money. They don't have kind of a retirement built into their lives.
No, they don't. I think the racing industry, it takes responsibility often and hope and tries to place them into sanctuaries if they can. I don't know what happens to the other ones, but it's sad.
Yeah. So how many sanctuaries are there like this around the country that you're aware of? Are there others in Utah?
You mean just horse rescues?
Yeah.
Yes, there are.
Yeah.
There are a few. There's I think there's one in Ogden. There's a few around here. There's a lot in California and a lot in
Kentucky and Virginia that are more involved in the racing industry as well.
Sure. So how much room do you have for for rescued horses?
Well, we have a unique situation that's unlike, I feel, many of the rescue organizations. And that is that because we have blue sky, we have more pasture land. We can take in more horses, and they partner with us to help us. We have a couple of Mustangs that we rescued last year, and we are in the process of gentling those Mustangs so that they can become part of the Blue Sky program, and our hope is that they will be guest horses at some point. And if that works out, we call it the Blue Sky Mustang Project, because we adopted them, Saving Gracie, we're training them, and when they're ready, Blue Sky will adopt them. And if that all works out, it's our first go at it, if that all works out, then we'll be able to go back and rescue more Mustangs, and we'll have a whole herd of them, which is what we hope.
And how much were you able to raise then in Live PC, Give PC? That was the first time you participated in that?
Yeah. I'll let Hattie headed that up, so I'll let her answer
exciting.
That.
So exciting. So we raised $10,450, and it was our first time being involved in Live PC, Give PC. So it was really exciting for us. We just wanted to let the local community know that we're here. We feel like we are a little different from some of the other animal rescues, and so we're really excited for people to come out and see us. We're going to have some volunteer days coming up, and we'd love to get people out to see the horses, as well as we have some rescue cows as well, so and some chickens. So we'd love to get people out to see what we do and get involved in Saving Gracie and learn more about us.
Okay. Do you have a website?
We do. It is SavingGracieFoundation.org.
Okay. Anything else you want to let us know?
Anything else, Hattie?
I don't think so. We're just really excited to be here, and we'd love people to learn more. We do rescue horses, but one of our other main focuses is also rehabilitating them and giving them a new job and a new career when possible. So we do rehome horses as well. So if people are interested, go to the website, learn more. Barb and I are here. We love talking about this, so we'd love to talk to people.
Okay. Hattie and Barb, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's the Local News Hour on KPCW.